An article, The Truck, by Eric Smiley. The truck pulled up and parked at the curb with a hiss of air brakes and an idling engine. This seemed like a normal thing that happened every few days or so. Another delivery was being made to the local store by an ordinary-looking truck with, quote, United Groceries, plastered prominently on the side. I was supposed to be taking care of my own errands and deliveries, but something made me stay and look again. The child, a boy of about age 6, stood nearby and with great anticipation worked his way closer to the idling truck. It looked for a minute like he was going to walk right under the machine. With the toe of his right foot, he felt for the edge of the curb and reached up to touch the truck's rounded front fender. Keeping his hand on the vehicle, he listened with rapt attention. A truck! I heard it from down the street coming closer and closer and now stopping. I knew right where it was and headed over to get better sounds and smells. Mom and Dad told me about staying out of the street, saying a car could hurt me very badly. A few days ago, I had tried to touch the school bus right when it stopped in front of us so we could get on. I thought my hand would just brush the bus, but no. It pushed my hand and arm, and I would have fallen if my friends hadn't caught me. The bus driver, scared that he may have done serious damage, jumped off to see if I was all right. Quote, "Don't you ever do that again," he said. "This bus could have run you right over." I waited until this truck stopped all the way. Pshhh, went the air brakes. Now it was time to move. I followed the curb with my foot. I knew this curb on this street. It was my street. It's called Playa, and I was across the street from my house, and the store was behind me. The truck was idling right in front of me now. The heat and diesel fumes of the engine were coming out at me. I touched the amazing machine, which I knew I could reach. I heard the air brakes hiss and the door close. I didn't think there was anybody in it. A growing group of us stood a short way down the sidewalk with our backs to the shops and our businesses, forgotten for the moment as we watched this unusually and possibly dangerous but fascinating situation unfolding before us. It was much more interesting than the mundane stuff that most of us had in store for the rest of our day. The little boy was now standing very close to the truck. His left hand was still on the front fender, feeling the vibration of the idling machine. Quote, "That's really dangerous," a woman in our group said, but her voice was swallowed by the engine of the truck, and the boy was oblivious to anything but the pounding pistons, heat, and diesel fumes just in front of him. "Good," I thought. "Be quiet and let this happen a little longer." Now some other voices of concern. Quote, "Should we call the police?" "Who is he? Is he blind?" I answered the question. "What? Should he be by himself? Are you lost, kid?" Oh, it was the driver, back from making his delivery, startling me back to the world, bending close, his voice loud to be heard over the engine, his breath smelling like cigarettes and onions. "What's in the truck?" I asked. "I'm the driver," he answered. I asked again, tilting my face up toward his voice, "What's in this truck?" "Oh, I've got groceries for the store in here." "What kind of engine's in this truck?" I wanted to know. "It's a big diesel engine, son." I listened to the idling machine, wanting to get in and go where it and this amazing man who drove it were going. Quote, "Okay, I gotta go and finish my run, and then go back all the way to San Jose. I know about San Jose. It's where we pick up relatives at the airport. And there are more neat-sounding screaming jets, roaring freeways, and trucks everywhere. Let's get you back out of the way so I don't run over you as I go out. Your mother would kill me if I did that, wouldn't she?" Big hands were on my shoulders now, bringing me back to the edge of the curb. "Now stay right there so I can get going. You be careful out here all by yourself. See you later." The driver's door slammed, the air brakes hissed, the motor revved, gears ground, and the truck was off. The truck pulled out, and the little boy stood where the driver had parked him, listening intensely, head tipped forward, taking in the last groan of engine and whine of transmission, which was getting further and further off, and finally giving way to the usual sounds of this small town. Light traffic, someone's laugh, children at play, birdsong, and always the comforting surf about a quarter of a mile away. Some of the crowd had moved away, but now someone behind me remained curious to see what would happen next. "Shouldn't someone help him?" "Hold on a sec," I said. "My kids go to school with him, and they told me some stories about the blind kid who walks around with his eyes closed and knows where he's going." We didn't have to wait long to have this confirmed for us. The child turned from where he had been standing, and yes, with eyes closed, making clicking sounds with his tongue, walked into the general store about 20 feet away. We could hear him talking excitedly to someone about what he had just experienced. "Oh," said a concerned onlooker, picking up a bag and heading to a parked car not far away. Now I was alone on the sidewalk with the surf and the birdsong. The child, the truck, and the voice of concern had all gone to continue the day, and now it was my turn to do the same.